Now I'm continuing with part two of the Provo High Spot issue. Now, the checker had a lot of issues with it, and the news site had a lot of issues with it. Again, it was small compared to the other checkers that I've seen around. In Arizona, they often put beside Yellow Front, which are sort of an outdoor store, considered that was an older version of what you might call Recreation Outlet today or other places. And it was more modest in the way they did it. So there was always a checker with one of those. Checkers are more often seen in strip malls and other places rather than standalone, although there's a couple in smaller towns of this type. But Provo is a large city. Residents along 2nd North have had a lot of problems with the traffic, partly because there is a school going to be getting half the students from another junior high that Provo School District is closing in this next little bit. Now, if any of you are fans of the movie Footloose and its site, and this particular site, because of that movie, and want to see this preserved, here are some things that are happening right now regarding that. We're going to be talking with the Historic Commission about possibly designating this because, as I said earlier, this was built in 1948, and with the remodeling after 1985 to accommodate the floral business, mainly squaring off the back, it's still there and in a historic situation. Secondly, the canal issue, the West Union Canal, and the proximity of where people would still do their work despite all the signage. And thirdly, the fact that it's incompatible with the neighborhood, given the school in the old LDS Third Ward building, and some other things. The church abandoned a building in 1978 and built a new building several blocks further away. But this magnificent old structure had been a commercial building before, but now it's more of an academy for troubled youth. If you would like to call Provo City, their number is 801-852-6000. Ask for the Planning and Zoning Department and maybe make a second call and ask for the number for the Redevelopment Commission. They need to know that this particular situation is not a very good situation to have a checker in, and it is more appropriate to keep it at the old location next to the Albertson store a block away. And I do appreciate your time, and thanks also for using Open Podcast. It's a very good idea, and and it's given me a chance to have this issue heard nationally. And again, this is the Provo Podcast, James Anderson, and you have a good evening.